when they built Lake Altoona. I understand they had to move some graves there when they built Altoona. Mm-hmm. Some of the places that they had to go through the process of moving those bodies, even though there wasn't anything. It wasn't anything there. Now they can't just come in and just take a bulldozer and disturb a cemetery.
I wanted to be sure that we get this on here. You said five generations of your family had lived in this house?
Yes. My father, my grandfather and grandmother moved here in November of 1896, the way I understand it. Mm-hmm. And my father was about 14 years old at that time. Uh-huh. And he lived here until he died. My grandfather and grandmother lived here till they died. And then my grandfather, my father, and myself, and my daughter, Sonia, and Mark, my grandson, my oldest grandson, have all lived here in this house. Mm-hmm. So that makes five generations that's lived in this one house. So I don't know how many more will. My grandfather, Sam, had 12 children. And he bought each one of his children a home or a farm. And my grandmother, Brooks, was his oldest daughter. And he bought this place and gave it to her. And then at her death, she died about 5 years after my father did. Uh-huh. See, it was supposed to have been passed on to my father. And at her death, and after my father's youngest child came of age, which was 21 at that time, then I bought the estate. And I don't know what'll happen to it after I'm gone. I guess it'll be sold, I don't know. And one of the children might buy it, I don't know. Mm-hmm. It'll just be up to them. What's the value of it now, it'd be almost impossible for one to buy it now, because the value of land has gone up so much that it'd be foolish for them to buy it for a home, because you could buy several homes for what land is left here would bring. Mm-hmm. And it'd be foolish for one child to go in and pay the other five what this place would bring. Uh-huh. In fact, I'd like to sell and get it all settled before I pass on myself, because they might have a pretty big racket about it. You know, there's been a lot of feuds about estates, and even though I have a will and have everything spelled out in it that I want done, but it could still run into complications.
Well, it's up for sale right now, isn't it?
Yes, I've got it for sale right now, but I'm going to have to get my price for it before I sell it. Mm-hmm. Value of land along here in this section is just skyrocketed. You might say it's good, and then another way you feel like you're just being kind of run out of your own home. Mm-hmm. But you can't stand in the way of progress. If everybody stood in the way of progress all these years, we'd still be in a primitive country. It'd be sort of like it was when the settlers come here. It'd be standing in the way of progress.